This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 17th of July, 1963. The title of this lecture is Dating. This tape is 78 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Well, you had your demonstration last week. So I thought I'd better give you a talk this week. On the subject of meters and so forth. This is what? Thank you. Thank you. All right. 17th of July, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. The subject of this lecture happens to be dating. We haven't had any material on dating for some time. And the situation is a lot grimmer than it looks on the subject of dating and the need for accuracy in dating. Accuracy in dating is the single most important function of the auditor, period. Single most important function of the auditor. And I'll tell you why. And you might be very intrigued with this. Since October, last year, I've been engaged in a study of unusual intensity. We took a new departure on the subject of auditing when we went into routine three on the subject of goals. It took a very long time to sort that out. It took a couple of years, actually. And to find out that all of these mental phenomena and so on come down to the time track and engrams. Now, we had already been over this in 1950, the difficulties of running time track and so on consisted of the number of cases, mostly the number of cases who could not do it. We had lots of cases who couldn't run on the time track and run through engrams and erase engrams and that sort of thing. So therefore, a vast number of years were spent in accumulating evidence and data on the subject of, well, case improvement without running the time track and so on. But a great many years were spent in that, and they were not ill spent. We have tremendous numbers of processes of one kind or another which accomplish these things. In October, it became apparent that something else was at work here on the subject of the time track. The time track started to swing in with greater and greater importance right up to the time when it was discovered that the GPM was an implant and that its items were all implanted. Now, at that point, whatever the date of that was, a great decision had to be made here. A big find out. We had to discover whether or not an individual could go clear and get out of the mud again without running the time track and engrams. And recently I saw perception on the subject, and it made it possible for people to run engrams and et cetera on the time track. Now, all this boils down to is this. The problem is very serious when you realize this one little point here. Already had a great deal of experience of failure on trying to run people on the time track. Great deal of failure attends this, you see. 1950. I never ran into cases that couldn't run engrams up to the time I started to teach people to audit and that sort of thing. And then cases started showing up that couldn't run engrams, and they amounted to a considerable percentage of the number of cases presented themselves. A law was got on an all basis. There's no particular reason to leave Pete behind, you see, just because of some peculiarity that Pete has that Joe and Bill don't have, don't you see? So, therefore, you realize the seriousness of the situation when I tell you that a few weeks ago I sat down and had to consider this one point. Was it possible that only about 50% of the people around could be moved through to OT? I actually had to consider this point. I'd never considered it before. I had just gone ahead on the basis of, we just will do it, don't you see? But I had gotten down to a point where I had me doots. And I would say since October, we have been through very harrying, harassing, and upsetting research channels. These have been very rough, very rough. They've been made very rough by the fact that I had to catalyze research and do it far more rapidly per unit of time than had been done before because of the review of the situation demonstrated that we didn't have much time left. This was quite obvious to me. We just didn't have much time left. That was proven, by the way, in January when the attack was made on Scientology in the United States. And we've gone ahead on that. But my answer to that situation was, one, hold the line legally and impede the progress and even win if possible, but not go into a complete spin on the subject and just fight that battle on that line, you see. And two, make OTs and get this job wrapped up in an awful hurry. You understand? Bypass the state of clear and move into the state of OT. You see, clear is a comfortable human end product. I must tell you why this is that way. A clear has no difficulty living around, or a society has no difficulty accepting the state of clear. He has no difficulty living around human beings. You get the idea. He's still carrying along. He simply is not aberrated in the state he is in at the human level. You understand? Well, OT, that is something else. That is something else. That's probably the difference between making a playground supervisor and a commando, if you want to go at it militarily. See? And if it isn't that we needed this desperately, but it was the only possible answer for two reasons. We had to wrap the whole thing up all the way. There wouldn't be any comfortable margin of after we'd wrapped up clear nicely, then go ahead and wrap up OT. See, we didn't have that comfortable margin. Suddenly it didn't cost us. And we had to go straight ahead and wrap up the problems of OT just like that. Well, this is an awful steep hill to climb. If you listen to lectures and read papers and that sort of thing of mine 10 years ago, you'll find me saying, well, we don't know much about the ways to OT, and occasionally I'd release a little process, probably an OT process, you know. Just little comments, or I'd reply to letters, how do you make an OT? Well, we'll find out in due time, you see. It's a comfortable state of mind. That comfortable state of mind shifted. It had to shift. The two bases on which I was basing the future survival of Scientology and your personal future was just this: we will hold the line legally and do all we can along that line, but put off all of our strength and action and so forth over into the technical line and push it forward on research right up to the point of operating Thetan. With no way stops of any kind, we'll just wipe them out. We won't talk about them anymore. Particularly, we'll say, well, if somebody's run a goal out, we'll just call him courteously. He's a one goal clear. 10 goal clear, we don't care. See? Now you can apply that to R3R. You run a chain out of somebody's one chain clear. See? Different kind of clear. You find out that'll hold good. But the point I'm making here is all that got bypassed. I had to accelerate this up to a tremendous level. Now when you start accelerating research to this degree, You're going to make problems because you've taken time out of the places where you need time. And right away, you get lots of problems. So I had to wrap this up in a hurry. And I believe in the last few months, the work which I've done in the last few months per unit of time exceeds anything I've ever attempted. And I've slowed down you as far as that's concerned. I haven't let some of you out of here and so forth. I felt there was that you would have something to operate with stably and so forth. It wasn't that I needed your case for research. It was that I needed you out there with a fairly stable attitude of what you were going to do, you see. I let some go because they could run GPMs and they had an idea of how to do this and so forth. And they could audit, basically, and they could handle meters and stuff of this character. And so that was all right with me, knowing they could catch up with it. Remember, there were a couple of problems that weren't solved. And one of those problems was the most basic problem. Do we sit still and say, all right, some people can go to OT and some can't? Is that the way we handle this? No, I'm afraid the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the Pavlovist, I'm afraid they'd handle it this way with all too much glee. But I didn't care to handle the problem like that, but I was almost beaten to my knees on this particular line because this horrible fact had emerged. I had suspected it, but it had emerged in all of its grisly visage. If you can't run the time track, you'll never get to OT. That's it. Well, that's pretty grim. Now, I'd already found out that all you had to do with R3R, which is what makes R3R R3R, all you have to do is get the right chain, get the right date, get the right duration, and the person will have Visio and even Sonic and so forth on the chain. Now, this was a fabulous discovery. But I'd already made that discovery when I'd gone into the blues on the subject and wondered if 50% wouldn't be left behind anyway. So that discovery didn't make all that difference. You can run an engram on almost anybody if you got the right chain and the right date and the right duration as far as Sonic and Visio is concerned. Ah, but there was one more impeding factor. Could you run it with tone arm action? Now, let's go back and look this over. If an individual is going to make case progress, this has already been established, you see, this individual is going to make case progress that is real to the individual, it will be in the presence of tone arm action. Tone arm action is the key to all of this. That's very important. He maybe can run an engram, you understand, but if he can't run an engram with tone arm action, he's not blowing any charge, and his reality will not improve. If his reality doesn't improve, he can't go any earlier on the track. He isn't making any case gains. No tone arm action, no case gain. So the bug in running engrams was not just forcing people along a certain chain where they had Sonic and Visio, if they had the right duration, and you'll always get it. I don't care if a guy has black field or anything else, you get the right duration, something. He's got pictures. I mean, we got that whipped. But can he do it with tone arm action? There was this one other bug, which I, of course, knew nothing about in 1950. One other bug. Could he do it and blow charge? Or were you just going to go on endlessly stirring up the muck? No tone arm action, you're just going on endlessly stirring up the muck. Oh, you can release some somatics and you can do some various things. It doesn't look terribly grim, except the case isn't really making any progress. You want to know the test? You look through a case that is running engrams, and we have some on record, and they're setting the same goals for every consecutive session. They never change their goals for the session. You look at the gains. They're just lukewarm gains. There's how you'd sniff them out. And there they go. Watch the PC. We know this of old. who sets the same goals every session. You get no change of goals, you get no change of case. I don't care what you're doing with a case. I don't care how much time track the fellow is running. And that coordinates with no tone arm action. No tone arm action, no change of goals. Case isn't blowing charge. No tone arm action. So it comes down to, not does the person have sonic and visio, but does the person have tone arm action? He must also, of course, have sonic or visio or something, you see, in running the engram. I give you to prove they nearly always have visio. Sonic is not very vital to run an engram with. They must be able to move through it. But if they're moving through these engrams with no tone arm action, you are not getting a case improvement. And that was what caused me to sit down and say, well, are we going to leave 50% of them behind? No tone arm action. Couldn't produce tone arm action. Yes, we could go back on the case to a lower level process, to reach and withdraw, to this and that, and hope that it got enough tone arm action and blew enough stuff off so that sooner or later the fellow could run an engram with tone arm action. See? Well, let me tell you something. That is just a thin hope. You understand that? That's a thin hope. Oh, you can improve him as a being. But that's the route to clear, not the route to OT. You can key out of clear this way. You go free needle and everything else. It's quite interesting. We've abandoned these keyed out clears and so forth. They postulate themselves into the soup anywhere between 1 and 3, 4, 5 years afterwards. So the devil with it. That wasn't doing us any good. Made them feel fine and all that, and they'd never be bad off again and all this sort of thing. But these are human goals. See? Guy now doesn't have lumbosis. So what? You think not having lumbosis or being able to cure lumbosis is going to put you any place into a position where the United States government won't be able to spit on you every 24 hours? Let me tell you, no. A government that is so minded as to produce an appropriation of $16 billion for men who can do nothing except butcher their fellow man is not going to be held off with feathers. That's not going to be held off by being good little boys and girls. You understand? That's not the way to fight that battle. You understand? You say, well, all right, other organizations have done it. No, this world is going into a very interesting roller coaster slide. It's going down, man. It's going fast. The ethical level of government, these various other factors that you see, the preponderance of weapons, the little sense being used. Look for a new solution. Look for a new solution in international affairs. I'll give you an idea of it. I had kept an apartment up in London for some time, and I hadn't been up there for about a year. It's closed now, but I hadn't been up there for about a year. And the man taking care of it had laid out some magazines, Time, Life, junk like this. And I went up there. I hadn't been up there for about a year, trying to get myself in condition, you know, to stand the smog, smoke, fog, carbon. Monoxide, you know. I got myself in condition, went up for a visit to London. Anyway, I sat down in this apartment, and I was waiting for somebody. I picked up a magazine to see what was going on in the world. And I read the magazine. It was all about Red China, and about atomic conferences, and Geneva, all this. And I said, well, same things are going on. And then with great shock, I suddenly realized I was reading a magazine which was about 18 months old. There hadn't been any change in international affairs in 18 months. Same news. I don't know why they publish new editions. And That's an interesting thing. You're looking for new solutions. You won't get a change in international situation unless you get some new solutions around someplace. But they're still discussing the same things. The only new news you're getting is a few more riots. A few more conference failures, don't you see? When you're used to reading the time track to predict, such as I am, you read that kind of thing with a awe, and you can draw a pretty accurate estimate of about how long it's going to go. And there's no new factor in the world but us. Now, that's a very interesting, maybe a self-centered, or maybe a stupid adjudication, or maybe it's this. You could criticize it from a number of lines, but it still holds true. It still holds true. And I see no slightest chance of the Scientologist in the United States going on the way he is going. I see no slightest chance at all, unless some other factor is entered into the situation which reverses the tide. He'd either have to be able to get very spectacular case results, or he will have to be able to, and even that isn't good enough, produce a spectacular being, one or the other, in order for the situation to imbalance and be resolved. That's a pretty sobering estimate of the situation, yet it's a cold-blooded estimate of the situation. It isn't a hopeful propaganda estimate of the situation. If I wanted to propagandize you, I certainly would be able to do so, never doubt that. That I don't. I usually tell you the truth. Sometimes it's very unpalatable. But as far as I could tell, this was about the only way we could meet the situation. Now, all that background music I'm giving you right there is just shows you that we were at a serious crisis. Because without tone arm action, even though the person could run the track, he would never make the grade. Well, this is pretty heroic to get it sorted down that well. I got it sorted out to where you could run the track with perception. And then got it sorted out to the fact that if you didn't get tone arm action, it didn't do any good to run the track even with perception. See, this is getting more and more interesting because that's an isolated point. Now, give this point tone arm action the stress that it deserves. Without tone arm action, you do not make any case progress, period. Give that the stress that it deserves. You wake up to that, and don't you go around looking hopeful. The reason I haven't lowered the boom on this particularly, because I didn't want to throw you into the doldrums, because I thought I'd probably be able to lick the problem and wrap it up, and I have. So I can lower the boom on this other fact. And that fact is, you process somebody without tone arm action, and you might as well take them for a walk in the park. It'll probably be more therapeutic. It's that important to have that old tone arm waggling. I won't go into what is tone arm action. There's a bulletin on it. It still holds good. Good tone arm action, poor tone arm action, no tone arm action. These things have all been classified. That tone arm there tells you how much mass you are discharging off the reactive bank. And when that thing isn't wiggling, you're not discharging any mass off the reactive bank. And that is all there is to it. So my problem then became, and has been with me now for many weeks, horribly, a haunting nightmare of a problem. What is tone arm action when it's absent? Not what is tone arm action, we know that, but what is no tone arm action? What is no tone arm action? Now, my God, if it's assumed the importance of the fact that you've got to drop 50% of the people you process just because they don't get tone arm action, regardless of what else they do, while running engrams, that becomes a very important question. What is no tone arm action? Wow. Boy, if that hasn't been a conundrum. Well, I've been able to sort it out. I've been able to sort it out to this degree. It's sorted out. It isn't a modified sort out. It has been sorted out. The tone arm action disappears off a case to the degree the time is in error. And there is the answer. This is very important, and this wraps up an awful lot of packages for you. Tone arm action does not cease because you've run a wrong goal. That's quite interesting. It'll slow down and monk up. Because you failed to run out of GPM, because of this, because of that, because of something else. Now, it doesn't cease because of these things. Oddly enough, it doesn't cease because of ARC brakes. You may think it might cease because of ARC brakes, only because it accidentally falls over also into the other time consideration. ARC brakes are mostly caused by wrong time. You see? So you could have read that reverse-wise. The old Dianetic axiom, time's single source, a human aberration, could have stood a lot more punch-up. I knew it was true, but I knew a lot of other things were true. That's the truth. You get the difference between, you know, we know it was true, you know. That's the truth. Okay. Time is a single source of aberration. The GPM is totally devoted to scrambling somebody's time. The double firing items. So if you can't get the GPMs off the case, if you can't get those particular engrams off the case, the guy will never make it. They are geared 100% to be aberrative. By the way, they're very hard to date. You want to know where dating is in this. I'm talking to you about dating right now. Time. Now, one of the things that your PC hasn't got any Sonic and very little Visio. One of the reasons he can't get a rocket read, and probably the chief one, is because he never contacts the speed of the item or the fire. He never contacts it. And so he gets very poor rocket reads. You know how one of those things sound? I won't use one here that is very aberrative because it'll stir you up. Let me think of something. We'll use spat as the goal, and we'll use nonsensically as the part of it. So with nonsensically spat as the RI, we actually get something like this. Crack! Nonsensically spat. That's the way GPM sounds. All the way up the track. That's a hissing type on the earlier track than the Heliotropus. The Heliotropus goes, crack! Nonsensically spat. Clang! They put a clang in after it to make you think that a pellet has hit the other pole and you've been shot at. A lot of you have been running these things and didn't know that, did you? Running without Sonic. Now, how does a PC normally react to this? How did a Thetan normally react to this? Particularly the hissing type, which is earlier and more germane to a Thetan. The nonsensically spat. He just go, eek. Why didn't it get over with, see? So part of your aberrative factor is he's rushing it. You ever had a PC get very, very, very speedy on the GPNs, you know? Speedy, you know? Trying to get it off in a hurry, get another one off in a hurry, give them four items at once. You know? You hear anybody doing this? Well, that person is just dramatizing the natural reaction to this, man. It feels, in the incident, it felt like he was walking underwater at enormous restraint, see? And he's just going mad. Why can't this thing get over with? Because he's a fast cookie, see? The double firing principle of item one versus item two. This double firing principle again messed it all up. It hung him up in time. Don't you see? Because it gave a positive-negative charge to two opposing sentiments. It hit him from the right and it hit him from the left and made him feel like he couldn't move. But that he had to move to get out of the way of it. And he'd get into all kinds of time scrambles. The total purpose of the GPM was to scramble time. This is represented by the fact that they're the hardest engrams to date. They float. They float in time. And they're based on the problems activities I was talking to you about. All the rationale of the GPM, as given in early lectures on the subject and so on, is all valid. These things are all the laws of life. They're not the laws of GPMs. I had to figure them out and synthesize them. Then I found out somebody else had taken a shadow of this thing and they've made false ones all over the track. And that was one of the reasons why. That was one of the reasons why people couldn't run engrams, because you can't run through them. You have to run them out with repeater technique because of the opposing items. A PC cannot go through them. Just scan, scan, and that's out, don't you see? You scan somebody through a GPM and it all goes black. Why does it go black? Well, he protested it all the way through. And what you do is rekindle his protest when he got it. And, of course, that turns the engram black, and then you can't see anything in it. And then he can't move on the track, and he's all frozen up in the thing and so forth. So it's remarkable that we can run these things. Now, do you get the idea? The important truth was that time is the single source of aberration. Now, all that is very interesting. All that's very interesting, the GPM and its aberrative character on time. But actually, we don't care so much about its aberrative character on time. We can neglect it because we can resolve it. It isn't that that keeps the tone arm from moving. We can louse one of these things up, and we still don't stop that tone arm. You can run a person through a wrong goal with a flock of wrong items and still have tone arm action. It'll mess it up a bit because he's not moving as fast and that sort of thing, but it won't stop it. So what is this thing called stopped tone arm action? What is it? All right. It is simply wrong dates. That is all it is. Wrong time. That's all. Now, you go and forget this that I've just given you as a datum. I won't wish you any bad luck like getting on a pole trap. But you'll have a hard time. You'll have a hard time with PCs if you forget those two data. The two data are, of course, that a person cannot run track successfully, even with sonic visio and everything else, unless he also has tone arm action. See? Don't lay that one aside and get that under the... Don't get that one parked, because that's a very important datum. Terribly important, technically. No tone arm action? Come off of it, man. I don't care how pretty it's running. Finish the cycle so the PC won't be upset, don't you see? And then unload, hit the silk. No tone arm action? Now, the source of no tone arm action, well, there are other contributive sources because they all contain in them this other factor. You can say there are an awful lot of them, but you isolate what factor it is in each one of those, and you'll find out it all comes back to the same thing. Wrong time. No tone arm action equals wrong time. Reverse it now. Wrong time equals no tone arm action. I'll go with these again. If you're running a person with no tone arm action, you won't make it. I don't care what you're running and how promising it looks. You'll see, you'll do it someday, and you'll notice TC's setting the same goals every session. Same games and so on. They're doing all right. Well, they lost a somatic, and they had a little bit of this. And you say, my God, how long can this go on? Oh, it could go on for the next 3,000 or 4,000 hours. You're not getting the job done, see? No tone arm action equals no processing. Fascinating, but true. And the other one is no tone arm action equals wrong time. And the solution is, to that is, wrong time equals no tone arm action. Now, if you can just get those things straightened out, why, you've got it made. These are terribly important data. I've fought for these, as I've been telling you, since last October. And particularly in the last few months. And these have been giving me a bad time. I haven't worried about anything for a long time, but when you figure the number of factors that could have gone into this problem, I've been throwing them away in avalanches, you know, stripping the problem down to essentials and working it back and so on. Finally made it, and there is the result of that work. Very important. Very important. Because there's the cases that wouldn't have gone to OT. See? And there's an occasional case that was running all right, but suddenly isn't running all right. How do you put that case back together again? Here's the answer to 90% of your auditing problems. 90%. What about the other 10%? Well, that depends on you. If you never follow an auditing cycle and so forth, why, you're going to have a lot of trouble. You can still get auditing done. You're just going to have trouble. It isn't, by the way, going to stop the tone arm from moving. A no-moving tone arm cannot be cured by being a perfect auditor. That's an interesting fact. That's how important this datum is. See? It looms, man, it looms. All right, let's get now hammer pound right to the whole business of dating. If wrong time equals no tone arm action, and if no tone arm action equals wrong time, then we have a lot of data that we can figure out, zing, 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 with regard to any case we're auditing. This tells us that if we don't know how to date accurately, we are soon going to have a case which isn't producing any tone arm action. Well, there's the importance of dating. The greatest importance of dating is accuracy. Now, this doesn't mean accuracy down to the last microsecond. You can still do approximate dating. Of course, it makes my brains creak a little bit when somebody says 10.5 trillion trillion years to me. I can see this enormous span, don't you see? Lord, the life term of this planet, according to modern science, can be dropped into that date at random, approximately 10.5 trillion trillion years ago. You can just drop this solar system's whole history, you see, into that date several times and never miss it. Well, is it 10.51? 10.52? Oh, my God, do you know what you've got there? 10.52, and the difference between 10.51 trillion trillion years ago and 10.52 trillion years ago? You'll figure it out sometime. You see what I mean. That's a lot of years. Vast. Turn around. Your brain go creak underneath this sort of thing. Nevertheless, even that crude, a dating pattern, is successful in auditing. You can date that crudely and that grossly and still make it without lousing up the tone arm action. So your errors are usually gross, not minor. Gross errors. You've dated this thing at 545 years ago, and it's actually at 9.5 trillion. I mean, that's where we're talking about errors. You get the idea. We've dated it at 15.9 trillion trillion years ago, and it's actually 115,000 trillion trillion ago. You get the idea? When I mean a wrong date, I'm talking about a wrong date. The slight error of a decimal place or something like that is not going to cause the cataclysm ordinarily. But that should be guarded against too. No, we mean when we say, all right, is it later than 115,000 trillion years ago, earlier than 115,000 trillion years ago, and we get earlier than, because the PC thought it was later than and therefore protests earlier than. And then we don't clear up the needle or the reaction, and we go to, well, is it more than 100,000 trillion years ago, less than 100,000 trillion years ago? And again, he says, but I'm sure it is later to himself. And we get a protest of earlier, so we get a bigger read on earlier. So we say, well, is it more than 50,000 trillion, trillion, 50,000 trillion years ago or less than 50,000 trillion years ago? And he says, good God, it's much later on the track than that. He isn't talking, don't you understand? He's just thinking all this. And you say, all right, well, is it greater than 1 trillion years ago or is it less than, more than 1 trillion years ago or less than 1 trillion years ago? Getting quite a read now. So you say, well, is it, we get a tremendous read now at, is it greater than 100 billion years ago? Is it less than 100 billion years ago? 100 billion years ago, and by this time his protest is so great and he's so interbulated that you get steep drops, falls, and skyrockets and smoke coming out of the mirror. So you say, all right, that's 100,000, that's 100 billion years ago. Yes, that's the date. Well, he doesn't know anything about it. He says, well, that's what the auditor said, so that's all right. Now we're going to go to the beginning of the incident. Now we're going to get its duration, and that's when it's very hard to get its duration. But we managed to get something, you know. And so on. We run the PC through all this muck, and the next thing you know, you had a good running needle. And the needle was all right before you started all this. And then the state of the needle sort of tightens up. The next thing you know, when your tone arm gets up here, to about 475, and you run through the incident. DC talks about the incident, and the odd part of it is you'll get something there, you know. And you go through it, and so on, and your tone arms. Well, oh, you didn't get much tone arm action on it. Well, this next one we're going to get good tone arm action on. So let's date this next one. All right, now we're looking for the earlier incident of that. So naturally, we're going to look at 500 billion years ago or something like this. And he finds something there that has very little to do with any part of the chain or anything of the sort. But suddenly he says, you know, I've been thinking, he said, that the incident you've got now, it's much later. I think it's in the trillions of trillions, actually. Oh, you accommodatingly date it in the trillions of trillions. So it finally comes out that this incident that you have just now found, you see, this incident, is at 50 trillion trillion years ago. That's the way it dates. Well, actually, it was at 500 billion years ago. You get the idea? So you've got the late one that should be early and the early one that should be late, and this tone arm now starts looking like something that's cast in concrete. It isn't just still. It has a stillness in perpetuity about it. It's quite intriguing. All right, so much for that. So much for that. How do we straighten out this case? How do we straighten it out? We clean the question, wrong times in auditing. Wrong time, wrong dates. And if you want to clean up a case all the way on it, you give dating. On dating, has anything been, you know? And a girl comes up with the fact that she doesn't like dating very much with certain boys, and you clean that too, you understand? Anything dating means to them, give it a big 18-button prep check on the subject of dating, and then come around and say wrong times and wrong dates, any way you want to phrase it. You had any wrong dates? We don't care whether this person answers it in auditing or not in auditing or in your auditing or somebody else's auditing or anything else. As long as that thing ticks, we clean it. As long as that needle is rough on this subject, we clean it. And how do we do it? We date the wrong dates. No, you got that wrong. You don't redate the wrong dates. You date when the wrong dates happened. You understand? Was it in last week's auditing session that you got some wrong dates? You understand? This becomes very involved, you see, because you're getting times when things were wrongly dated, not correcting the wrong dates. And now when you've got the time when it was wrongly dated, then you run down what was wrongly dated and clean it up with the PC, even if you have to redate it. You say, well, that's quite an activity. You could go on like that for some time. Yes, I guess you could. I guess you're going to. And you will mysteriously see tone arm action restore to the case. Quite an activity. It might take you a session or two to accomplish the whole thing. You want wrong dates that the PC guessed at or assumed in 1950 while running an engram. You want all the time the PC assumed that the time track was only 185 trillion years long. That's a wrong date. Wrong time, isn't it? You want the times when the PC assumed almost anything on the subject of dating, particularly dating on the meter and thing, but you just clean up anything you can find until talking about wrong dates, asking about wrong dates, asking about wrong times, or anything like that, you get a perfectly smooth needle. And you keep on going on it until you got a smooth needle. Not because that needle's suppressed, but because there aren't any more uncorrected on this case which are now in restimulation. Okay? And after that, your dating is a ball. You get reads. Marvelous, you get reads. I mean, your dating reads easily because you're not reading it through the fog of a bunch of wrong dates. You're not reading it through upset about wrong dates, don't you see? On some PCs, all you have to do is ask to say, we're going to date this, and you've got a dirty needle. See? Well, what's that dirty needle from? That dirty needle is exclusively from a bunch of wrong dates. Now, the funny part of an auditor is you also will find his finding wrong dates on the PCs will produce a reaction, so you clean that off too. Let us clean anything off that is it is nowhere near the reaction of what's been found on him as a PC. Wrong dates found on him as a PC, but you may find it in there ticking and kicking. worries about dating, is upset about this. I'm not giving you a process now. I'm telling you, clean it up. Just clean it up. I don't care how you clean it up. Just get all the wrong dates off of this thing. See? Get all the anxiety off on the subject of dating. Now you'll be able to go back and pick up some of the things that tone arm action ceased on and all of a sudden have tone arm action. It may change the programming of the case. You may find the goal to be alone in the halitrobus implants wasn't. It's in the gorilla goals. A small error of about 10 trillion trillion years. It isn't that it had a different line plot, which it did. That wouldn't have stopped your meter cold. It's just in the wrong place. Oh, the line plot, wrong line plot, will of course jam up and slow down and raise hell, you understand? But it really won't do a good job of it unless the date's wrong. Now, you find a halitrobus implant item at 10 trillion trillion years ago, gorilla goals, and you've got what for that item? You've got a gorgeously wrong date, haven't you? The goal to be alone is in both of them. That's what stops the needle. That's what stops the TA, rather. That's what kills your rocket read. It's not the mechanics of the fact there's a wrong pattern. It's that the pattern is being used at the wrong date. You understand? This is marvelous because you'll find everything starts running. It's as almost as though you had a totally motionless world and somebody pushed a button on and all the clockwork dolls all of a sudden start moving, see? How'd that happen? Your barrier to OT on 50% of the cases you'll ever come near was they couldn't run the time track with tone arm action. Not that they couldn't run the time track with perception, but that they couldn't run the... Because you give us tone arm action, we can run the time track with perception. That's not even a problem. You get the right date and right duration, you get perception. Bang. That's all there is to that. You do 3R, 3R, right according to the book, with the right date and the right duration, you get perception. If you haven't got perception, you haven't got the right date or you haven't got the right duration. Sometimes you haven't got either the right date or the right duration. So you find the right date and you find the right duration and you send the PC to the beginning of the incident and a new world opens. He's now got perception. If it's got a GPM in it, you scan it through him, you no longer got the perception. The lights go out. Why? Because you brushed past the items and restimulated the black protest of the PC, and that's that. But as soon as you pick up the items out of it, the lights turn on again. It's all very remarkable. Right date, right duration equals perception. Wrong duration or wrong date equals no perception. Now, there's some other thing that happens. Dub in itself is simply a phenomenon of wrong dates. Marvelous. It's just a phenomenon of wrong dates. That's all it is. Nothing else. Prove it. Get loud and clear on your meter. Get loud and clear on your meter that the incident is 500 years ago. Tell the PC, this is a good running PC, tell the PC that it is 100 trillion years ago. Get on the meter that the duration is 2.5 days. Tell the PC that it is 9.5 years. Tell the PC to go to the beginning of the incident, and you will have a collection of pictures from all over the track which appear to be dubbed. And he won't be able to move. He won't be able to move on the time track. He'll just have pictures and it's all kind of blah, and he's not going anyplace and he doesn't get through anything. In that way, you could take a very good case that was running well and produce this phenomenon we have called dub-in. Now, correctly date the incident that 500 years ago, say I gave you a wrong date. The date now is 500 years ago. Got a wrong duration here. You have to do this in such a way that he isn't betrayed. This incident is not years long. It's actually 2.5 days long. Moved to approximately 500 years ago. Good. Moved to the beginning of the incident at approximately 500 years ago. Very good. Moved through the incident to a point 2.5 days later. Vizio, sonic, no dub-in. And tone arm action. Got it? This is remarkable. You'll see this happen before your eyes. Remember that you can make some corny errors that will include time in them. Like use the wrong pattern. Get a lot of wrong items. Start crumpling up facsimiles. You'll see normally that these don't interrupt tone arm action. They upset the PC, but they don't interrupt tone arm action. PC's still getting something like tone arm action. But don't go diving overboard when you see that tone arm action cease on the basis of straightening out items and getting in a bunch of prep check buttons on wrong goals and all kinds of other rationale. Now, you go to the basis of wrong dates and figure out how it made a wrong date and then correct that, and all of a sudden your tone arm action is restored. And until you do that, you won't get any tone arm action. You run the Helitrobus implant plot on a gorilla goal. It's obviously a wrong date. It's not the wrong plot, it's the wrong date. You'll find that the same goal also occurs in the Helitrobus implants or some similarly worded goal. Well, you've got to straighten that out, otherwise your PC will be upset. It's wrong time, however, that'll restore your tonar motion. You got it? Straighten out wrong items. Don't let me downgrade those things because they're very tough on a PC and they leave a lot of mass all over the thing and so forth. When that tone arm stopped moving, there it is. Now, one of the things that you'll run up against, you'll occasionally flatten a chain and your tone arm action will go up. This has something to do with wrong dates more deeply seated in the case than you have power to overcome without reassessment. The guy's got stuff all wrongly dated himself. He had a bunch of stuff wrongly dated. What he did was exceed his level of reality. Now let's look a little bit further at this whole subject of wrong time. Now let's use wrong time to get a case that cannot run engrams. Let's get the subject of wrong time here, and let's get this case into shape to run engrams. In other words, let's reverse the whole magic, and let's take the guy who's dragging bottom, and let's use the subject of wrong time to give him tone arm action, put him on the time track. How would you go about that? Joe Blow, he can't run engrams because they're unreal. Goes into any past life, they're unreal. He'll tell you this right away. Everything is unreal, and he can't believe it, and he doesn't believe in that sort of stuff anyway. What's his wrong date? Life began at birth. So let's just strip off of his case every consideration that life began at birth. And all of a sudden, up will go his reality, and he can move onto the backtrack. Or whatever else wrong time you can find associated with that subject, don't you see?
His error on wrong time is the length of the time track. He thinks the length of his time track is his age, 32 years. Well, that's a hell of an error. Look at it, though, as a trap mechanism. We have only lived but once. Look at that as a trap mechanism. Isn't that fascinating? You wonder, why is this so popular with the savants of science? Oh. Why do they insist on this? Why do they raise so much fuss with somebody saying he's lived before? Well, they wouldn't raise that much fuss unless they had some idea of entrapment in mind. Nobody ever protests against truth unless he has a vested interest in falsehood. I'm afraid this one life proposition is a method of tying everybody down to the ground. It's much more important than you'd think. Let's take this case. He can get back 15, 20, 30 lifetimes. He can get back to the Roman Empire, let's say. Beyond that, it gets pretty unreal. He just got a wrong time someplace. But remember, you can run him within the span of what he considers right time. You can run him in that span. So you've got to clean the dates out of what he considers right time. And you will find that you're gradually extending his time track backwards. Now, this happens to any case. It isn't just one lifetime. I'll confide in you that the first time an incident was spotted on me in the 4 trillion bracket. 4 trillions, see? Trillion, 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 trillion bracket. My immediate thought was, I'll never get back there. If that exists, and I did get back there, there's would be nothing there anyway. Just was too big. I was running with great happiness at the time. I was running hundreds of trillions. This was a ball. I mean, I was running this with better reality than I used to have on this lifetime. See? When I found myself one time at, I think, about 8 trillion, trillion. The incident I was in seemed awfully long ago and very, very unreal. It was just an awful long time ago. I didn't have any reality on it. There was somebody pulling some caper of putting horrible-looking hands in the sky in order to intimidate people, you see, with the coming of God or something. And I didn't know. I said, I must be back at the beginning of the time track or something or other. I just couldn't make head nor tail out of the thing. And then we found the beginning of the incident. We find we'd had a wrong date all the way along the line. And all of a sudden, this all brightened up and the reality factor. So any case is going to hit a ceiling of reality on the subject of dating. Some people can go back trillions, or some people can go back minutes. Some can go back years, some can go back this lifetime. Some can go back a lot of lifetimes. Some can go back millions. Some can go back trillions, hundreds of trillions. When you get up into trillions of trillions, well, you can expect almost anybody to creak one place or another. But they only creak to the degree that there's wrongnesses on time. Time wrongnesses. That's the keynote, and that's the key to that situation. Now, you're not working particularly to increase the person's reality. You just go along in the general course of running R3R or R3R plus 3N or just 3N or anything that you're running. Whatever you're doing, date correctly, duration correctly. If you're running into trouble, you're not getting tone arm action, PCs, ARC, braking, and so forth, the first thing you suspect is not a beautiful significance, but a wrong date, wrong duration. See, three in, you're not using durations, but you'll have a wrong date. Now, a wrong date can sneak in on you without doing any dating. You just supposed the n-gram, the GPM you were running, you see. You just supposed that this thing must be in the Hellotrobus implants because you've heard of the goal in the Hellotrobus implants, that sort of thing, and all of a sudden your PC's tone arm is up there at 5. He isn't RRing. Well, you say, well, how can I have a wrong date? Because I've never signed any dates at all to this. Oh, no, you never assign any dates at all, don't you see? No, you never assign any dates at all. The goal takes place much closer to PT than the Hellotrobus implants. By saying even the Hellotrobus implants are given that pattern, you wrongly dated the goal, didn't you? The second you straighten out where it is, whether you run the goal or not, you'll suddenly have restored your tone arm action. So there is the boulder on which the bark flounders. First, you have to know what a foundering bark is. That is cessation of tone arm action. When you see tone arm action seceded from the session, you know that the bow of the vessel has run on a large jagged boulder and is going to sink from here on. It'll sink slowly. It'll sink for sessions before you suddenly find there's water around your feet. Your PC isn't talking to you now. You wonder how this ever happened. And then the PC is not only not talking to you in session, but also is not talking to you out of session. You want to know what happened? I must have had an ARC break, figure. See? Oh, yeah, you probably had an ARC break, but that won't do it very permanently. When the bark really went up on the rock was when the tone arm ceased. And you can go back and look for the last session in which you had tone arm action and look for the wrong dates in that session and the next one. Now, never leave a wrong date on a case. Just don't leave one on a case, that's all. There's several things that you don't audit a case with. One of them's a wrong goal. If you've got a wrong goal on a case, you clean it up. First order of action. But this takes seniority even to that now. We found a no more important level. Don't pick up a case that has had a bunch of R3R or something like that and is now not getting tone arm action without cleaning up the whole subject of wrong dates. Just straight away, clean it all up. Whole subject of dating. Let's get that all cleaned up. And then proceed. Because the cessation of tone arm action on the case came from wrong dates. Now, I wouldn't pester a case that had good tone arm action unless the case started to ARC break more often. I would tend to assume that we were running the case on a wrong assessment, or if we were pushing the case too hard or going uphill. I would also assume these things, you see. But I would make sure that all this wasn't happening because of a wrong date. No matter what else I was doing, I would throw this in, you see. It's like the fella who repairs the airplane, you see. He repairs the airplane, he fixes up the motor and does everything else to it, you know, and then puts a rabbit's foot in his pocket, you know. Same type of action. You've done everything that you can do that you can see on the surface of it. Well, also do this one, don't you see? Just throw it in. I don't care where you throw it in. You see that it's quite important. Now, a case which is getting tone arm action from 3 to 4 if you got all the wrong dates off, would probably get toe arm action from 2.5 to 4.5. So it isn't something you just use on stop TA action. You can also speed up your TA action by cleaning up this thing. See? Now, some cases are so unreal on the subject of time that they almost stop if you misdate a little something. It isn't even an important date. You say, all right, I see here that you have an engram or you got a lock or something of the sort. 1952. It's actually 1953. You try to run the PC through it and the tone arm will go clank and stick. Redate. Oh, 1953. All right, we straighten that point of dating out. All of a sudden your tone arm action is restored. That's because the case has got built-in wrong time. In other words, this case has been so overwhelmed with wrong times one way or the other. So many GPMs, so much this, so much that, and so on. They're pretty woggy. And you start auditing them, they can hardly take it. So that gives you a point of approach as far as processes which can be audited on a meter, which is a dating point of approach. Now, how much good could you do a case that otherwise couldn't run engrams and had no track just by sitting down and doing a good, accurate job of dating anything under the sun, moon, and stars on the case? Interesting, because it would produce a real time track, at least in this lifetime. Just find the date of everything. Don't run anything. Okay? Don't run anything. Just find the date of everything. See, when'd you go to school? Well, I think that was about 1943. Well, all right. Good. Good. We're glad of that. And so forth. Let's see. Let me check that now. We have to have a certain reservation on the amount of invalidation we do of rechecking the wrong date, don't you see? The best way to do it is just to check periodically in the session for a wrong date. Minimal invalidation, don't you see? Normally, on such a case, we say, when did you go to school? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It was 1932. No, it was 1951. No. You know? Say, well, let's date that. Well, let's get very fancy. Let's get very fancy. Nearly always dating years ago, because you can be too often thrown for a loop by dating on Earth time. PC hasn't been here but about two lifetimes, see? And you're trying to date 1776, A.D. 1776. Where'd that come from? The PC will be falling all over A.D. 1776, whereas he responded on years ago. And then you finally find out if you're running engram, that's why he hasn't been here on Earth. He's been in some other planetary system. They add another time. Now, in the final analysis here, as a final word on this subject, this has been an interesting sprint, and it's toward OT, and it's been an interesting thing, which has closed the door, has kept the door closed. It's just been wrong times. Wrong time that's kept the door closed. And that is what will basically close the door on anybody. Now, let's take a reach and withdraw process, and I'll show you what I mean. Reach and withdraw process. I'll give you another talk about this, all about reach and withdraw some other occasion. But we've got this person walking from point A to point B in the room, and they're walking through facsimiles. Now, do you see that as a wrong date proposition? Matter of a wrong date. They're walking through the room, and they're stepping between maypoles. And eventually, the experience of walking through the room brings them to a realization that this is this date. You don't necessarily find what the date of the maypoles. Do you understand? But it brings them the accuracy of this date, which cures some wrong dating to that degree. Now, supposing, let's get fancy. This is not necessarily a recommended process or anything, because that other process I'm just giving you is very successful. Let's take a look at this. We walk them through the room, and they keep running into ship capstans. The second we find they're running into ship capstans, they walk through the room, we grab our meter and date the ship capstans accurately. Got that? We don't run the incident. Let's just date the ship capstans. And then let's return them to walking back and forth across the room until they run into something else. There's some beautiful black-eyed maidens all of a sudden that they're walking through and trying to avoid. You know they're aberrated, they're trying to avoid them. Let's just date these beautiful black-eyed maidens. Got the idea? Yeah, that hasn't even been tested. That's just off the cuff. I'm just showing you, how can you use this principle called wrong dating? I've taken the lowest level process we have that produces results, you see. How could you apply it to that? One, it applies to that naturally because it shows present time as present time, but you also could use dating in the thing and square that around. You could probably take a case that couldn't remember half of this lifetime and cook up some means of dating this lifetime and making it accurate. Accurately dating this lifetime and getting it in line, getting things in sequence and that sort of thing, and all of a sudden you'd find mysteriously that he had a tremendous reality on all of this lifetime. There are many other ways of producing this, but this is very direct method of doing so. This data I've given you in this is the make or break point in about 50% of the cases that you will ever audit. It'll be the make or break point. You'll get a lot of people through by the skin of their teeth and panting and huffing, but you'll make it, you understand? It's rough. But this is the other 50% that wouldn't make it at all. To that, we must add, however, good auditing and all the technology. Okay? Thank you very much.